coming to you live from your conscience. You're listening to DJ Dan, shutting down the man.
Mind control, people. We're talking about mind control. Come on. We all know why MDMA and LSD and PCP and GHB and LMNOP are illegal. Because the man doesn't want you to have the very weapons he's dumping in our drinking water and mac and cheese. So I ask, have you been brainwashed? Are you being brainwashed? Do you want to be brainwashed? We're taking your calls.
Hi, I'm Dubuque from Albuquerque.
Yeah, you're kidding, right?
Parents can be cruel, DJ Dan. Anyway, Dan, I feel like you're right. We are being brainwashed. I mean, I'm pretty close to Los Alamos and all their nuclear experiments, and I just feel this pressure on my brain all the time.
Yeah, that could just be your sinuses, Dubby, just throwing it out there.
But what I'm saying here is that I noticed something when I was making my cinnamon raisin toast. My toaster, it blocked the rays. When I was toasting, I felt as clear as day.
Fascinating, Dubuque. Turn on your toasters, people. Next caller.
It's Jerry from Ontario.
Uh-oh, we got ourselves a Canuck.
Yeah, we come in peace. Listen, Dan, I wanted to say in response to what you were saying earlier about the Hanso Foundation, do you really think they're involved in mind control?
Oh, tip of the iceberg, Jerry. Tip of the iceberg. It's like, who are these guys? To recap, for those of you who missed it, my Legion of Conspiracy Spies has been following the Hanso Foundation since 92, when they were forcefully ejected from the Congo. I mean, seriously, to be forcefully ejected from the Congo? How bad do you gotta be? What does a clown have to do to get ejected from the circus? What does a rat have to do to get ejected from the sewer? So some of my Conspiracy Spies went deep sea fishing off the coast of East Asia because they heard about our Hanso friend's little offshore research platform. And they can't see it, but what they can see is the skinny little line sticking way up in the sky. Now, what do you guys think that might be, huh? Who are we kidding? Hope you've got your foil helmets on, boys and girls. Next caller.
Dan, this is Franklin. I teach bioengineering at a Big Ten university.
Hut hut, Franklin. Hike me the info.
Well, what I'm worried about is nanotechnology.
Nanotech what?
Nanotechnology. It's essentially the miniaturization of machines down to the molecular level.
Wait, whoa. You mean robots so small they're invisible? That sounds awful. Why would anybody want to do that?
Well, there's lots of useful applications. Medicine, computers, or, for example, you could capture billions of these nanites.
Nanites? Nanites, is that geek for invisible tiny robots?
Right. You could capture them in an electromagnetic field and have them float over, say, wheat fields, acting as a poison-free pesticide.
Whoa, wait a minute. What does that even look like? If a bunch of these nano thingies got together, what are we talking about here?
Something like a storm cloud.
Okay, Frankie. You know, sometimes a storm cloud is just a storm cloud. So wait a second. So you're saying these tiny, invisible robots can kill?
Yes, and they can think.
Well, you heard it, folks. Tiny, invisible, killer brains. And I was worried about the Hanso Foundation. DJ Dan, back in three. Gotta slip into my impenetrable lead suit.
You're listening to DJ Dan, shutting down the man.